Seeking Derangements, everyone. We've got Jock and Hassan with me today. This is a Patreon episode, so to all our patrons, thank you very much. For all of you losers
welcome
listening.
Welcome, Ben. Welcome, Hessa.
Thank you.
For all of you losers listening on the free channel, you will have to subscribe to listen to this and to any other weekly bonus episodes we've got. But today we're going to talk about a couple amazing Biden moments from the past week, Trump's trial, and introduce a new segment at the end of the episode called What in the Pronoun, where me and Jock have to guess who Chapel Roan is. This is someone who I've been willfully ignorant of because just based off the name and the vibe alone, I think it would make me, it would, yeah, really, you know, inflame my anger issues. So yeah, we're going to save that for the end, but
you're not going to be having,
I know we're going to get into it, but can you just tell me one thing really quickly?
It's a whole segment at the end. We'll get, it'll be,
no, it
it'll
doesn't
be
have anything to do with Mr. Oh. and Mrs. or they Chapel Roan.
Okay.
So Trump is in court.
We're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk.
Here.
We're going to talk about that as well. Maybe we just start with Trump. So yes, Jock, yeah. Trump is in court. Trump is at the in a courtroom in Lower Manhattan, which funny enough, I can see from my window. So I'm hoping if he gets locked up, he and I can kind of do some like some like Morse code lights on, lights off in the bathroom. Yeah,
blow kisses each other.
Yeah. I kind of want to get a set of like get a telescope and
Morse
beam
code. Yeah, Morse code with flashlights.
Yeah,
Ben wants to be Shia LaBeouf, and Trump is the person he's looking through the whole time.
Oh, like Disturbia.
There we go. Yes. Okay, what the fuck were you talking about? That makes sense.
Like, crazy.
Well,
crazy
I kind of
pull.
Want it more to be me and Trump are like buddies, like, you know, not in I'm love. Watching my neighbor kill someone, which is what happens yeah. in that movie.
And have you ever broken a leg or a limb?
I've never broken a limb.
No, what I'm picturing is you having sex with a girl in your room and Trump is watching from his window in jail. And is like,
giving
oh
him,
my God,
giving
Ben
him
Moore
some,
is straight.
Giving him some material for his spank bank.
I just want everyone to know right now that if Ben starts having sex with women, I'm quitting the podcast and stopping.
Okay, well, ladies, hit me up. Because any woman, if you want to have sex
fair.
Right now, give me a call. Yeah. Well,
I'm actually going to get really pissed John. Off if the women that I'm having sex with start having sex with Ben.
Well, I'll tell you
that. Specifically the ones you're.
I'll tell you this. You I'll tell included. You this right now, Jock, I would never. Or tap a piece of ass that you're slamming, okay? Never.
Okay, that
those
is,
bitches are
that
beneath
is,
me.
No, stop. Before we go any further with
you
this
brought
meeting,
it up.
There's something fundamentally wrong about that because we've had sex with some of the same multiple people. So let's not Ooh, even go there.
Not the women.
You know.
Not those dirty bitches you're raw-dogging.
Okay, first of all, there's been a lot. I'll need to clarify something before we continue with this episode and before I continue okay. podcasting for the rest of my life. The women that are in
you
my life
them up.
that I get to spend time with are not some kind of fugly rockabilly sluts that mean nothing.
Well, beauty,
they are the most
beauty
important,
is in the
beautiful
eye of the
women
beholder,
that
as
have better
is
jobs
discussed.
Than And by the way, the women that I've involved myself with are a lot darker than your pale skin. So I think you should stop being racist.
That's also not true. I've seen them. They are, well, anyways, I'm not
going
to get into
this
argument.
I just don't want, wait, but one last thing. I'm right and you're wrong. Okay, thank you.
That's amazing.
You're welcome.
That's amazing. You're welcome. Thank you.
You're such a
little cunt. God, you brought up the dirty
Sometimes
dogs
you...
you're fucking, and I gave my comment on them. Don't bring them up.
Can I make one one final statement. Ben's dirty dogs that he fucks are so embarrassing that he can't even bring it to light, and that's why he's so private about his fuck life.
Jock, it's because you
because I'm so embarrassed about the Uggos.
Because he's secretly straight, and Trump is the only one who knows.
Why do I not talk to Jock about my romantic life? Because you routinely read your phone number out on our podcast. Do you think I would let you know a single thing about my intimate life? Never. Because you're not a good friend when it comes to that. Anyways, when it comes to Trump being in court, Jack, do you know why he's there? Let me hear your guess as to why you think he's...
That's why I wasn't...
All right, give me your best guess. Why do you think he's in court?